This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid, and did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sit. You miss me? Another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the and be part of the conversation. I really do. I want you part of the conversation. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you doing something more than nothing. Because some of you are actually doing nothing. But no, seriously. Hope you had a great weekend. I did. We got rain in California. You know that song that says it never rains in Southern California? Yeah, they lied. Seriously. 855. There's a lot of news going on. But frankly, as I tell you guys all the time, right? I don't want to keep up with all that stuff. I want to keep up with all the stuff that you're not hearing much about. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going on there. You can sign up for our email blast. I didn't send out yesterday. I'll send it out later. Hey, never said I was the smartest guy in the room, okay? And then you can also, if you want to be noticed by text message, and I think, did it go out? Did you get a text message?
No.
It's nice if you check once in a while. Make sure we're still alive.
Yep.
Okay. So if you didn't get a text message, it means you didn't sign up for it. Sign up for text message, TRS at 55222. TRS at 55222. You know what? It's not that big of a deal. Seriously. It ain't that hard to do, and if you don't like it, you can stop it anytime you want to. And the email is getting kind of thwarted. Explain that. I mean, they're it's not just me. They're going after so many conservatives. They're making it harder and harder and harder for us to get anything accomplished. And it's all right, because some of us are too stubborn to stop, right? And I know some people are still listening to the president's speech or part of the president's speech or something like that. All right, let's get to it. You know, Kimberly Murray's going to join me after the first break. But I started watching all this nutso stuff about, you know, abortion of Roe versus Wade being, you know, wiped out, sending back women's rights 125 years. I mean, whatever they came up with. I don't know. Everybody's got a different viewpoint. But, you know, I want you to recall some. Let's make sure that people understand and really know what this is all about. It has nothing to do with women's rights. Margaret Sanger, the founder of what's now known as Planned Parenthood, she could have cared less about women's rights. She could have cared less about what's hurting women, what isn't hurting women. She only cared about the planet and that the undesirables weren't allowed to flourish. I watched a show on her the other night. I was sick to my stomach. I mean, seriously. She wanted to put people in work camps. This is her words, not mine. Right? Now, the quotes by Margaret Sanger, founder of Planned Parenthood, reveal the wicked roots of the abortion movement and expose her little twisted mindset. What is one of the most sacred and coveted awards in the Democrat Party? It's like the Margaret Sanger Lifetime Achievement Award or something. Think about that. And they fight for it. And they look for it. They want to get it. Right? Let's just go through a couple of her comments. Right? And these are comments usually from interviews or speeches that she gave. It's up on our website, therealside.com. She said, well, my view, I believe that there should be no more babies. That's in 1947. Too bad her mom didn't take that view. The most merciful thing that a large family does to one of its infant members is to kill it. And these were all quotes by Margaret Sanger. You can look them up online. Right? In a speech she gave in 1939, she said, hey, or in a letter, I'm sorry, we don't want the word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population. That's the black population, in case you didn't know. She said, I accepted an invitation to talk to the women's branch of the Ku Klux Klan. Who knew? I didn't know there was a women's branch. I was escorted to the platform was introduced and began to speak. In the end, through simple illustrations, I believe I've accomplished my purpose. A dozen invitations to speak to similar groups across the globe. Right? I think the greatest sin in the world is bringing children into the world that have disease from their parents. See, not some kind of disease that's incurable. No. The disease from their parents. They have no chance to be a productive human. And every chance to be delinquents, prisoners, and all sorts of things. Now think about something. Oh, God, sweet Jesus. This was an interview she did with Mike Wallace, right? She, didn't President Trump get ripped up for saying that they're only sending up from the border, what is it, thieves and robbers and murderers and blah, 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 right? And they made a big deal out. They ripped it apart. But here, Margaret Sanger, what is she calling black people and people who have no money? I'm sorry. Hello? Delinquents? Prisoners? No chance of opportunity? They don't bring any kind of work ethic? Wow. That was with Mike Wallace in 57. She said, the most serious evil of our times is that encouraging the bringing into the world of large families. That's the most immoral practice of the day. Breeding too many children. This is really perfect. Eugenics without birth control seems to us a house build upon the sands. It's mercy. Oh, God. This woman was sick. We'll have Kimberly Marin's going to join us after the break. Let's see what she has to say about it. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in a couple of minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
And you won't be angry?
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see,
we are back.
Our big black eye.
You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. It's really, truly and honestly being part of the conversation. It's really easy and simple to, I don't want to get, it's just to listen and yell at the computer, however you're listening, to yell at the computer, to yell at the radio or what have you. But you got to engage. I just had this conversation with somebody today about, you know, getting people to engage, getting them involved, getting them off of Facebook and onto reality, you know, actually having the fight. And he just felt like most people, you know, he thinks that they're not informed. I don't think it's that they're not informed. I think they're afraid to fight. But that's just my personal opinion, and I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but let me bring somebody in much smarter than I am. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week. I always appreciate her time and her input on issues and situations. Kimberly, thanks for being with me. All right, hit the mute button again.
Whoops, I did. Thanks for having me.
I can't blame me that time. Oh, God.
Nope, that's not your fault.
Yeah, anyway. So, no, you know, I was talking to somebody today about getting involved. Whether it's in politics or a specific issue, you know, you're very much into the Second Amendment and the First Amendment, because I think the Second Amendment actually backs up the First Amendment. So,
yep.
And you know, but I, you know, he was trying to tell me that people aren't informed. They don't know. No, I don't know if I believe that. I don't know if I believe that people aren't informed in situations. They hear bits and pieces. You see it come by on your phone. At some point in time, you gotta go, you know what? Let me check this out because this doesn't sound right. You think people are uninformed, willfully ignorant, or just don't care?
I don't think some people are willfully ignorant. This is true. I think some people don't care. This is also true. They just believe their vote doesn't count, and politicians are going to do whatever they want regardless. But I don't think enough people are informed. And I say this because, like, for example, in New Hampshire, I speak at events across the state. You know, I go all across the state and specifically speak about Second Amendment and what's going on in the legislature. And I find out that a lot of people who support the Second Amendment don't even know that the horrifying destructive gun control bills that are being passed by Democrats who control the legislature in the state. And I'm like, how can you not know? It's spread all over the place. People are talking about our Republican committees not informing their members. I don't know. But there's a lot of people who don't have a clue what's going on. And I think it's partially because they're not presented with the information, certainly not by the lamestream media. We know that. And they're not even given the opportunity to know what's going on, because, you know, legislators don't necessarily inform their own constituents either.
Oh,
and they certainly don't usually inform them about the truth, especially on the left side. So I think, excuse me, when you tell people what's going on, sometimes you can bring them to take action and pay more attention, but they need that. It's not that they need to take the red pill, but they need to find something, like you said, specific issue or whatever, that really sort of gets them maybe angry or excited and wants them to get involved because it's that important to them.
Yeah, I mean, really, seriously, if you're involved in any of this stuff, maybe education, kids, overall well-being of the city, whatever it is, jump in and get engaged.
Yes.
Otherwise, you know, you don't mean anything. You know what I'm saying? You don't. Yeah, whatever.
If the only thing people do is go and vote every couple of years, that's helpful. But that's not all that matters, because if you're not engaged and helping fight against or for legislation that's going on in your own state or even at the federal level, in between, nothing's changing. Nothing's going to happen. If you don't even know what's going on and then you go vote, you could be voting for someone who passed really bad legislation, but you don't know about it because they're not going to tell you.
And people do it. They do it. I have people who have told me that. They've actually checked boxes in the ballot box because they didn't want to waste their vote. And I said, you didn't think it was wasting your vote to check a box off that you don't have any clue as to what it's about? Are you serious?
Right. That's a serious issue. It really is. And think about this, Joe.
Yeah.
Joe.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm still having a hard time hearing you. Think about this.
You are?
You have Republicans who do get information siphoned to them from their party, right? They're on mailing lists. You have Democrats who get information siphoned to them from their, you know, mailing list that they're on. Who is the independents getting information from? Mainstream media? What?
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
They aren't, and I can say this because I used to be a pure independent. So I know I wasn't getting information from everybody. I relied on the mainstream media to give me my news. I trusted them. It was stupid, but I didn't know better until I took that red pill. But that's what's happening. It's the independence that, it's not that they're willfully ignorant, but no one is siphoning the proper information to them to get them excited about any kind of issues that they might be really interested in. They have to look for it.
You know, people are so ignorant about so many things. Look, one of the things I've been railing on because of all this abortion stuff that's going on, right? You know, going to can Roe versus Wade and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, so I was thinking over the weekend as I was reading some of these things and watching, I kind of troll Facebook pages of people I know are hardcore Democrats, and I watch what they write and the friends they hang out and what they respond with. You know, it makes for good amusement. You know what I mean? Anyway, so I'm thinking they're talking about how Planned Parenthood loves women, and thank God for Planned Parenthood because, you know, it saves women's lives. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, first of all, let's talk about all the female babies that are being aborted, but that's a story for another day. But I said, you know, one of the most coveted awards you can get in the Democratic Party is what? It's the Margaret Sanger Award, right? I mean, she goes
off. A racist award. Woohoo! Yay!
Well, that's the road I was going to go down. She, one of her comments, one of her quotes, we don't want the world to go out that know that we want to exterminate the Negro population. I'm thinking, you know, and she said, you know, they're nothing but robbers and thieves. And I'm thinking, wow, Trump called them robbers and thieves coming up from the South. They wanted to crucify him. Her, you get a trophy to give out. That's amazing. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Kimberly will be with us on the other side of the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump speaking in Montoursville, Pennsylvania, as a huge crowd at the hangar wearing red MAGA hats shouts, "Four more years." Pennsylvania State President Trump won in 2016 by only 1%. The economy improving in Pennsylvania in the past 2 years, with manufacturing jobs back and unemployment down. Here's the president.
The United States added 263,000 jobs just last month, far exceeding any expectations. And since the election, We've created nearly 6 million new jobs. Now, if I would have ever said that to the fake news media, look at how many back there. Wow. That's a lot of people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him. You and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither.
Yeah, I don't think you're taking me back in school. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's bring her back. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week. I always appreciate the time that she spends with us on the air and just having some fun. Kimberly, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I love making you nuts with this stuff, though. We were talking about...
I know you do.
Margaret.
This is why
Margaret.
I need to take NyQuil to go to sleep after your show.
Well, don't know, that what is it? They have that Night Z now, right? The new...
That doesn't work for me.
Really?
Yeah, the Z, whatever, that doesn't work.
Yeah, well...
Just a little teeny tiny bit of NyQuil seems to work perfectly. I don't know why.
Little secret for all you new parents, NyQuil works for kids, too. Anyway, so...
Okay, don't do that.
So,
you can joke about it, but don't do it in front of strangers, because they'll believe you.
So, can we rewind that and start all over again?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Right?
Yeah. Hey, look at whatever. Let's move on. Let's talk about Margaret Sanger again. That'll slow things down. No, anyway, I just think it's so great that they can't wait to get the award of hers. They can't wait. And you know, when she talks about the black population, she talks about the undesirables who are filled with, you know, robbers and thugs and lowlifes. But wait a minute. Trump does it. And, you know, he's an animal. He's a terrible person.
Well,
she does it. They give you a trophy for it.
Well, the thing with Sanger was she wanted to call the population of all the undesirables, which meant gypsies and whatever. Yep. It meant everyone, not just black people, but that was one of her targets.
And
but she
Irish.
Wasn't for abortion. Planned Parenthood and the whole idea back then was to stop them from procreating in the first place.
Yep.
So, and then they sold it as women's liberation. Well, you can take birth control and you know, then you can have more control over your own body. So what Planned Parenthood has become was way even worse than what she had envisioned it. She was trying to do it on her own before she got involved with the eugenicists of the time, who absolutely wanted to cull the less desirables of the population, specifically based on race. The eugenicists back then were having a ball doing all the stuff that the Nazis were jealous of.
Oh, you.
Because they were so far in advance. Remember, they were, what's the word when you make it so someone can't get pregnant ever?
Sterilization.
Thank you. They were sterilizing people who they thought weren't fit to have children in the first place.
Right.
I mean, they were doing all kinds of horrifying things in the, you know, mental hospitals. I mean, this is all on record, all the stuff they were doing.
Listen, when you think about something, right, so you had the left right now would love to see people like you and I have to go to a re-education camp, right? They would love to have a... Right. No, and they've talked about it. We need to be, people like us need to be re-educated because we're too far right. We're out of touch with reality. But you know what? Eugenics, which is what Margaret Sanger wanted, she said herself, in her own words, it's the most adequate and thorough avenue to the solution of racial, political, and social problems.
Yep.
They haven't lost that at all, have they?
No. No. What's amazing is, as usual, no one seems to pay attention to history. And this is the left who likes to change history. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
I know that.
Yep.
Regular people don't know that. And they don't know the history of Planned Parenthood. And by the way, women have died thanks to Planned Parenthood when they were getting abortions. So, no, they don't save women's lives. Oh. They actually kill women.
You go look at,
and they harm young girls who go in there with their abusers or their sexual molesters and don't report, even though they're mandated reporters, don't report it. So places like Planned Parenthood, and I'm sure other places, there, but Planned Parenthood's the most, they perform the most abortions in this country.
Yeah.
excuse me. You know, they're not for women.
I said it earlier. She could have cared less about women's rights. Because if she cared about all women's rights, where was she with the black women? How about the, you know, the undesirable women? Oh, and the Irish
right.
women. She couldn't stand the Irish. They were useless, you know.
No, anybody who, those kind of people, the elitists, just like with Democrats, typical Democrats, I should say, the elitists thought anyone who was not at the same level of them was an undesirable.
You know.
So that's basically what that was put into place for. But they sold it also as, oh, women's liberation, birth control, blah, blah, blah. And that really became more popular in the 70s with the free love.
Listen.
Isn't that your generation?
No, the one before mine. Oh, no,
what?
No. Mine was, what is it, free sex, drugs, and rock and roll. But before mine, it was the 60s is my generation.
Oh, it was the 60s.
Really?
I'm sorry.
Are you serious?
I'm aging you.
So,
sorry.
Two of her comments that just follow right in line with you. This is great. She says, a marriage license shall in and of itself give husbands and wives only the right to a common household, not the right to parenthood. She goes on to say that no woman should have the legal right to bear a child, and no man shall have the right to become a father without a permit for parenthood. Now, what?
Hey, I might actually agree with her.
I said to you a minute ago, I may go for that one, too. Permits for parenthood shall be issued upon application by the city, county, or state authorities to married couples, providing they are financially able to support the expected child, have the qualifications needed for proper rearing of a child, have no transmissible diseases, and the woman's part, no medical indication that maternity is likely to result in death or permanent injury. By health. Man, she's got a whole list of stuff here.
Wow.
Oh, hey. Can you imagine? I mean, matter of fact, try to... I can't do that.
Can you imagine if someone tried to suggest that today? The left would flip their minds. They would lose what little they have left in their minds.
Oh, they would be... And you know what's up? No. If a lefty did it, if a lefty suggested it, if a lefty wanted it, it would be fine. If one of us suggested even one of those items, it would be over with.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. And, you know, the left does like to license and regulate everything, yeah. So
anything
why not
get
that,
money
right?
From. You're right. Anything they get money from, right? You know, it's just, so, you know, they're eating each other right now. The 2020 group is just, whether it's socialism and free, who is it, Gillibrand? She come out, she basically wants no borders. There's no reason. I couldn't believe it. She actually had the brainless statement of saying you know, we don't have to separate them. Let them come over. You know, we'll have them show up for their day in court. And I'm like banging on the dashboard going, hey, lady.
Oh, my God.
Do you know that 92% of these people are not showing back up? 45% of the ones in the camps don't qualify, right, to be here.
Right.
Send them back. All these numbers nobody's paying attention to. They just don't care.
Well, what did they say? And I haven't verified these numbers, but it was supposedly from the State Department, I believe, that they've caught, I don't know if it's caught or whatever, over 500,000 this year alone?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And 40...
This is not sustainable under any stretch of the imagination. I mean, we already have an issue with affordable housing across the country.
Right.
We have an American citizen homeless problem across the country. And we're not going to worry about those people before we take other people in?
Right.
We can't do this.
They have no idea.
I don't care how much you feel sorry for these people. I understand why they want to come here. We have to deal with what's going on for our own people before we can bring in all these other people and have to deal with them as well.
Hey, what about our homeless vets? What about the help that our families need? This is just, it's not getting any better. And they're not, now, you know, Nancy Pelosi came out and said that she never said there wasn't a crisis at the border. And everybody says, oh, my God, she's cracking, she's this. I said, no. She has, again, it's the Democrat dictionary. Her crisis is the fact that we're not letting them in, not the fact that they're rushing the border, right?
Right. Yeah.
It's that simple. You don't even need a degree for this one.
This is honestly, I think, what drives a lot of people insane, is this is an issue. This is a crisis.
Hold the crisis issue. We have to go for a break. Okay?
Killing me.
We'll be back. Kimberly Marin will still be with us. We'll be right back.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Now all I need to do is feel like I have, like, sand between my toes. Can we get a bucket of sand? I mean, because really, I would feel like I was at the beach. Waiting. What's her name? Annette Funicello. Waiting for her to, and little Johnny, whatever. What was his name? Who was the guy that she was in the room with?
Are you asking me?
I'm asking anybody who knows. Obviously, I don't, or I wouldn't be asking.
That's right? Before my time.
Oh, give me. Oh, right. Yeah, right. And my time was the free drugs and rock and roll, and your time was not before something. I don't know.
My time was the best time. It was the
80s. Okay, what was your time? Oh, you had the puffy hair and
Madonna.
Oh, God, yeah, Aquanet.
Oh, my God. Cindy Lauper, Madonna. Oh, wow. You yep. poor thing.
Yeah, the music was pretty bad. Hair Nation, whatever.
Not just the music and the hair was pretty bad, but that's beside the point.
Hey, we had some good music, too.
Yeah, but your rock and roll... Look, if the guys in your rock and roll bands look like the girls that were going out on dates Friday night with the way the hair was, so give me a break.
Okay, but do you remember, what were those pants called?
Parachute pants.
No, oh, God. Those, too. But the ones that were skin tight, oh, my God. And they would be like...
This is your day.
Leopard stripes or whatever, and men would wear them too.
What? Oh, spandex.
Spandex, thank you.
Oh, that's sad.
Oh, you have no idea.
At least we had bell bottoms.
Right? I see, and I love bell bottoms. I would have totally been down with that. I love those. I totally would have been a hippie chick.
Oh, you remember this then, right?
Can't touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now I won't be able to get that out of my head for a week now watching that guy jump. Who knew that all you had to do was talk through a song and you could make millions? I mean, they should have told me that in the 70s, right?
Have you heard any of the music that comes out lately?
No. And I'm afraid because you really can't get that stuff out of your head. All right. Now you're taking me all over the world and back again.
As usual. Sorry, yeah. People. We always go off on tangents. It's like a little glittery thing appears and we just go for it.
This has nothing to do with politics or anything else, but this is hilarious. And you'll appreciate this because you're on the East Coast. So I put up a bottle of tomato sauce, right? And on there it says, what is it? It says Italian gravy, right? Red sauce gravy, right? So I do this because I know it makes people crazy. And I put up there and I said, okay, people, gravy or sauce. And people were getting mad at each other over what they believed. It was hilarious.
Oh, I saw it. I was cracking up. I'm like, oh, I'm staying out of this one.
Right? People are gone. It's dumb. The people think will argue. Forgive me. I'm not trying to be mean, nasty, but it's dumb what people. Anyway, back to people being informed about gravy, sauce, pizza, whatever.
see? Another tangent.
But, I mean, to think about it, though. When you were into something like you with the Second Amendment, I mean, you're sitting there. You want to know what's going on. You catch a whiff that something's wrong. And what do? You jump all over it. You find out what's going on. And you try to get involved and engage. And I had one guy tell me, look, I got soccer, I got this, I got that. I'm going, no. It's not really the way to do it. It's not right. You know what I mean? If you want to get involved in this kind of thing, you're going to have to make some time to do it. That doesn't mean you shrug off your kids. That's not what I'm saying. But you're going to have to make time to do it.
No, and this is what I tell people, because I totally understand that I'm not normal, and you're not normal, right?
Thank you.
And this is what we do. We eat, sleep, breathe politics, you know, aside from other things that we have to do to pay the bills, right? But what I tell people is, look, you can't do it all. That's cool. But can you write a letter to the editor maybe once a month about a different issue or whatever? How about informing other people that you know, you know? You know, posting, maybe if you don't want to get political on Facebook, that's okay, you know? But right. Talk to people. I tell people all the time, talk to your neighbors, talk to your friends. You don't have to be all in their face, but just have a discussion. Right? Do you know this is going on? It doesn't matter what the topic is. Get informed about something that's important to you.
Right.
And you can inform other people about it. Write letters to the editor. Write, you know, comment on social media. I know people think that's not important, but all of it's important, because when you're commenting on something that's posted in the news and you're spreading the facts, it counters the lies that are being spewed as well. And it makes people think, well, oh, maybe that person's right, or, oh, they shared a link, I'm going to go check it out. So everything is important. Usually people can't do it all because they're not insane like we are. But find something you like to do and help do it, because every little bit counts. You can't have the same activist, few, small in numbers activists fighting at the front lines all the time and doing everything, because you know what? Eventually they're going to get burnt out and they're going to say, you know what? To hell with you. You didn't want to help me. I spoon-fed you information. I told you exactly what to do to help. You didn't help. I'm done. And they're going to throw their hands up in the air, and whatever happens, happens.
Yep. No, I agree with you. You do. Sometimes you feel like you're out there alone. But I got to tell you, some weird things happen. Tammy and I, when we're out and about, we will have people walk up to the table. They'll see me in the store or see us in the store. They come over and say, look, I really appreciate what you're doing. I really appreciate the message that you're getting out there. Don't let them get to you. Don't let them stop you. That kind of stuff. Now, you appreciate that. But in the back of my head, I'm saying, okay, where are you? Right?
Right.
Where have you been? I'm glad to be out in front, but I'd like to know there's, you know, a boatload of people behind me. You know what I'm saying?
So we just recently, which is so funny you bring this up. So I don't know if you've ever heard of an organization called the National Association for Gun Rights or some crap like that.
Yes.
But all of a sudden, they appear in New Hampshire with ads pushing against Republicans to vote against gun control. These people were nowhere to be found the past 5 years or more. when right. we did all the hard work to pass constitutional carry multiple times, when we backed up the governor to have him sign it, it was the first thing he signed into law, and when we've been fighting against all this insane gun control, all of a sudden they appear and they're like, as if they've been here all along, and we're like, look, where have you been, and why are you calling out Republicans instead of targeting Democrats?
Well, but they're calling them out to fight against
right? But you know what? They don't even know the Republicans in the Senate, because all these Republicans are against all the gun control bills. We personally know all of them. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, I know exactly what you're saying. I really do.
And this happens in states all across the country. Local activists do all the work, and then these other organizations come in and say, oh, we're on board. Really?
Where have you been, right? No, seriously.
Where have you been, exactly?
Yeah. No, I hear you.
Somebody said, okay. It's funny you bring this up, because somebody just said, I wrote about alerts for gun control in New Hampshire that are coming up, a vote coming up this week. The Democrats are just going to vote for it. But still, you know, I told people, I know your Democrat senator is going to vote for it. You still need to be on record telling them you're against it. So, somebody said, we need patriots who are willing to stand up and, you know, be the unpopular whatever and stand up for these rights. I'm like, where have you been? It's exactly what I said, Joe. Where have you been? We've been doing this for years. We've been getting, you know, threatened, death threats, nastiness from the left, and you haven't been paying attention?
You know, I love this stuff, because the more and more you hear about, you and I have talked about this kind of thing a million times. Let's go to candidates. Candidates that show up out of nowhere. It's like they've been in a coma for the last 25 years, and all of a sudden they're going to run for Congress. They're going to run for, you know, state senate. They're going to run for whatever. And you go like, I don't know who you are. Where have you been? When did you show up?
Yes.
Why did you show up, right?
Yes.
And
yeah.
I don't know if they had some money or their drinking buddies at the bar on Friday night said, hey, you make a great senator, especially after four or five beers, man. Seriously.
But that's true, too.
Yeah.
Like, all of a sudden, these people show up like, I'm going to be, you know, be your, I need to represent you. And it's like, okay, what have you been doing?
Yeah.
Like, what have you been doing to help make the community a better place in the first place? And some, for the record, I mean, because I know some people that weren't involved, and then they did become involved, and they're not just a legislator, they're more involved now, like, say, with the Second Amendment issue. So they might just not have been aware before,
right?
But they had always had this support, and now they actually are heavily involved. So in some cases, it's not just for this power trip that some people have. It is legit. They didn't know before, and now they know, and they're like, oh, my God, I got to help.
I screwed up. I meant to talk to you about the Equality Act, but you only got about like less than a minute left. I mean, seriously, even the left, the hard left feminist groups are going, no, no way, this is going to hurt us.
Okay, quick. When someone like me, who I'm not far right, I'm not actually right wing or left wing, I am freedom wing. Okay,
yeah.
When I am agreeing with far left wing radical feminists and. The far-right conservative women are agreeing with far-left-wing radical feminists that the Equality Act harms women. There's something to that. There is something to that. This bill will harm, absolutely 100% harm women. And anyone who votes for this intentionally is voting to harm women.
Well,
that's all you need to know about this bill.
You hear that. Real quick, where do people find you?
GraniteGrok.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
All right, coming up next hour, Nancy Pelosi says, I never said there wasn't a crisis at the border. Pass me the fries. Okay, we'll be back.